the problems with our job is that we're always trying to promote people at the moment that they are busiest.
We don't want to do a blueberry season thing in January.
Right. I'll have frozen ones.
But we are at a beautiful hilltop in Middlefield.
Yeah.
In the winding hills off of, I went Route 66 in West Hampton, a beautiful drive. And Huntington, yep, when we're here with Claire Morneau from CESA, the local hero folks, and Donna and Joe Pease of Blue Heaven Farm. And it is a little slice of heaven. And thank you for taking time on your day off and your busiest season to talk
You're
with us,
welcome.
Donna.
Thank you.
And Joe, you've been driving your truck around and picking up these blueberries. Has it been a banner season for you?
The pollination on a couple of acres was poorer than I expected. So it's kind of an average season this year, or a little below average, because of the cold spring and wet spring.
Yeah.
And the pollination, and then the wind flew through and knocked a lot off too.
Talk about the pollination. How can you judge that? You're just not getting as many blooms, and then you know something's gone on with the pollinators? Or?
Well, there's a lot of blooms, and the berry just doesn't set, and the little tiny berry just drops off onto the ground.
Ah.
The ground was covered in a couple sections, and then the wind blew the big clusters off that were pollinated.
There was a big article in the Greenfield Recorder about the low bush blueberries in Heath and the problems they were having with pollinators and wet and heat. But these are high bush, right?
Yes, high bush. And we do rent 12 hives, too, make sure that we have good pollination.
And that's a nice symbiosis with probably other honey farmers? Or
yeah, so I rent the bees from Billy C's in Southwick.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sad.
What happened there?
He had a serious accident and passed in Ohio.
He was out helping other bee farmers with their hives. And, yeah, random accident. Very sad.
But the farm continues on?
Yes, it does. Uh-huh. And I plant, you can't see it, it's all went by. I plant buckwheat in the summertime for the pollinators to have something to forage.
There's buckwheat here?
Yes, there was. It's going to seed right now.
That's awesome. That's the best time.
You've also got like a major project that we can see going on over there. Solar is being installed and working on a barn, and that is from a Mass Department of Agricultural Resources grant?
Yes, a farm viability grant.
Mm-hmm. And that's a state grant, so that's not been affected by many of the federal cuts, or has it? Have any of the federal cuts affected this farm here, Blue Heaven in Middlefield?
No, it hasn't. So maybe the atmosphere where people don't want to spend money, their uncertainty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the end game with what you're building over there?
It's to have a long range to keep the farm more sustainable through the winter, mm-hmm. when they have a little bit of income from the solar, or reduced expenses.
Because you're just berries, blueberries and raspberries, right?
Yes.
So we really are coming at the peak. Although it's nice to know where these come from, because I've seen peas, blueberries, and others like stores. And so when we found out that we were going to be here, I was like, oh, I know that farm.
So where do you sell these to, Donna?
To Guido's in Great Barrington and Pittsfield, mm-hmm. and to New York. We deliver up there.
Kinderhook, New York.
And do people come here, though, and pick their own?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
What percentage of the business is pick your own versus the selling off to the stores?
1/4 pick your own, 3/4 commercial.
How much gets frozen for people to buy later?
Well, that's a new venture I'm going into now. I got the other day we picked 1,000 pounds, and then I'm doing bulk containers. We have another 1,000 pounds in bulk containers. So we got like a ton already.
And that is part of what is going on over there, too, right?
A walk-in freezer getting installed today.
Yeah.
Or charge with Freon.
And then you run that off of solar.
Yes.
It saves you some money.
Yes.
When you start doing frozen berries, are those going to be available year-round? Are you going to wholesale those, too?
I'm going to explore the markets for, like, beer, breweries, more wineries, or bed and breakfasts, or even colleges. I can maybe sell frozen, too.
Because you are selling to a winery that's making blueberry wine, right?
Yes, I am. Worthington Vineyards in Somers, Connecticut.
Have to try that out. Claire Morneau from CESA.
I'm curious about the history of this farm.
My parents started it in the early 60s. He started in Blueberry Joe's when he was in college and high school in Blandford, and built his own farm in Middlefield from 62, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Did you come up with the name Blue Heaven, or was that your dad?
My mother.
Your mother. Nice. Is it based on the song?
I need you to mind, Blue Heaven.
I'm not sure.
It could have been Blueberry Hill.
On Blueberry Hill.
There's a lot of good blueberry songs out there, yeah. Raspberry Beret, if you wanted to go into the 80s with Prince.
That's a little late for when the farm started. That would have required a rename. I'm curious about the legs at the front of the farm, the plywood cutout, the standee.
We have an elderly customer of my pick your own who is 83, I believe, and she has made those.
There's so many of them.
And what are they of? What do they depict?
Of the big lady bending over and, you know, and the guy with his pants split.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of a plumber crack. You don't have to bend down too much for these blueberries. Except
there's a bear back here, too.
That's Bear Alley down there.
Oh, yeah.
And the bear does come out.
How many bears? Just one?
One this year.
Do they come out like a clockwork? I've talked to other blueberry farmers where they're like, you can almost set your watch. Oh, 3:30.
4 o'clock.
Wow. I thought it was more in the evening than that.
Maybe in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which means you're the first stop.
Chase them out with the four-wheeler.
Wow.
Down there because people are down there, so I go down and make sure he's not there.
And yeah. He gets scared of the four-wheeler?
Oh, yeah.
Is it fun for you?
Yeah, it is.
Well, this is a very seasonal business with the blueberries and raspberries, right. And then we were talking about the solar project to try to recoup some money, but I also see that you have a peas hunting cap hat on. Is that you, too?
No, I don't. I sent it in the mail. My wife got it.
I was like, oh, he's running a hunting camp. Maybe there's a way that we can... I'm imagining that you would, and that if the bear got out of control, that maybe there was a way that peas hunting camp could get involved.
We're going to have a freezer, too.
Yeah, right? I've had bear meat. It's pretty good.
Yeah. You have to do a lot to it.
All I had to do was eat it, so that was fine.
Do you have people who have been coming and picking for generations? You mentioned you have some older folks who come. I see you have a sign that says that you reserve some bushes for people who have accessibility challenges.
Yes. We've had all the same customers, plus new ones that come every day. Mm. Daily I have new people. The word's getting out. North Adams, all the way down, Great Barrington down, Florence, Northampton. So they're coming from all angles here.
Middlefield.
Yeah, it's called Middlefield. Yeah, well put. And we're at Blue Heaven Farm in Middlefield.
We don't see a lot of farms in general that are accessible. Did you have to change anything about the layout of the farm to make it accessible?
No. I put on my Facebook, just drive down to me and I can make it accessible for anybody. Mm-hmm. They can drive sometimes their cars right out there in the field and get right out and pick next to the bushes.
We know that the bear is here probably taking a little bit of his tithe of your blueberries. What about other birds? We've talked to other blueberry farmers who have different ways of mitigating the bird infestation. What do you do here, Joe?
Well, when I was younger, we used to ride around on a tractor and use a shotgun.
He's hunting camp.
But not really.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it's just part of the natural course of things. They can't take them all, right?
No. Yeah. It's the deer that are a problem.
Oh, dear. What do they do?
They eat the berries off the bush like you pick it. Uh-huh.
Like a wipe out a roll. Yeah.
And has that been a big problem this year or?
It's the last few years.
How many types of blueberries are you growing right now?
About 14 different varieties, starting real early to real late.
So the season will go from when to when with the rotating varieties?
The middle of July to end of August.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, so we still got a couple weeks here left before it's blueberry season's over.
I never think about August being like blueberry season because I always think of it as like end of June and then like July. And then like after July, I don't see blueberries anymore.
It seems to be peak right now.
The heat brought it on earlier. Mm-hmm. It was the real hot weather.
What's your favorite way to eat blueberries?
Pie, blueberry pie. Mm-hmm.
Off the bush.
Yeah.
I love off the bush. Yeah. Blueberry pie, too.
You grow raspberries, too. Is that a smaller part of the operation?
Yes. It's just for I think my mother wanted the raspberries when my father planted them. And it's a short season. The heat really affects them, and they're falling off right now because it's only a one season berry. Some people have fall berries, too.
Yeah.
Mm. But it's only a one season. We are replanting to get a later variety.
Are they harder than the blueberries to grow?
They just spoil quicker. I don't pick commercial, the raspberries. Just pick your own.
Mm-hmm. And are they wilder, the raspberries? Are they harder to cultivate?
No, they grow pretty well.
Uh-huh.
The fruit is so delicate. Yes. It's like
Yeah.
So it's mostly blueberries at this point in the season.
I know that this weekend is the Middlefield Fair, right? Do you guys get involved?
Not anymore.
No?
No. Yeah. We used to enter berries, but you win every year, so it's...
How many blue ribbons can you have for your blueberries?
And I passed, like, 3 other blueberry farms here. What's the community of blueberry farmers like in, like, Middlefield/Chester? Because I think I drove through part of Chester.
Yeah. Probably 2 or 3 on the way up through.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Back in the 60s, everybody, my father must have... So they saw my father doing it, and they probably started right behind them.
So your dad was the forerunner here.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be why your blueberries are the best.
And we do have 7,000 bushes here.
Wow.
Yeah,
we have them there over behind our house over there.
So we can give one to the bear and not worry about it too much. A couple to the deer. The rest are for the people.
How many acres is that?
8.5.
How many of those bushes were planted back in the 60s versus expansion since then?
A couple acres. 3 or 4 acres are still from the 60s. Like near the pick your own here, mostly the older varieties.
Yeah, at our house it's 1993 when all those went in.
And do you have to replant often or they'll go for decades?
You have to prune. Yeah. Prune every year and promote new growth.
But they'll still continue if you prune them right.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
Keeps from having to plant too much.
That's true, but that's still 7,000 bushes to prune.
We only knew that because the insurance company had to come and count them one by one. We had no idea. Yeah. None.
But when do you prune them?
When the snow leaves the ground in the springtime.
Mm. Hand pruned, hand picked. Everything's all done by hand.
You deserve a day off, Donna.
I'm just the people person over here, but I work hard.
It's very busy over here.
So you sell berries wholesale and you have pick your own. Can people come to the farm and get picked berries as well?
Yep. We're open 9 to 4. We have all the containers here, so you can either use ours or bring your own.
And I commercially pick 3 or 4 times a week, so they'd have to call and order the already picked blueberries.
Well, good luck with your MDAR project over there. I see the solar company putting it in all over there. When's the ETA for that to be completed?
This week, hopefully.
Oh, wow. Excellent.
As soon as possible.
Right there, you can see the stand for the solar.
Yeah, they're a big solar array. Want to turn that thing on while the sun's still shining.
Oh, my goodness.
Once the smoke is gone.
Oh, yeah, right. It is hazy.
Once the haze is gone.
Man, Wilpa will call. And even his night, I hurry to mine. Heaven, you turn to the right.